You know it's spring when the outdoor charity events begin, and there are plenty to choose from. You can walk, run, bike, swim, even roll around in mud to raise money for a cause. But as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, some of the bigger, more established events aren't doing as well as they used to, and charities are trying to adjust.
All right, guys, in 10 minutes over here, we're going to have a warm-up with my gym. They're going to come over here.
If you've ever been to a walkathon, this one in Northern Virginia for the Make-A-Wish Foundation will seem quite familiar. Loud, pulsing music, kids, dogs, balloons, and passionate participants like Kathy Young and her friend Mimi Totten, who've raised almost $5,000.
We're very close. We are not done yet.
No, we are still going.
We still want to get to $7,500 because that's the cost of a wish.
A wish for a child with a life-threatening illness, like going to Disney World. The charity says its Walk for Wishes, as it's called, not only raises money, but generates enthusiasm for the cause.
Let's go!
But last year, the 30 largest walkathons and similar charity events raised $41 million less overall than they did the year before. David Hesekiel is president of the Peer-to-Peer Professional Forum, which keeps track of such things.
These would be programs like the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life, which brought in $335 million, but they were down $45 million last year. Similarly, March of Dimes with the March for Babies, which has been around since 1970.
It raised $3.5 million less. Hesekiel says there's more competition from a growing number of events. But something else is going on, too. He says many donors want more control and flexibility than, say, showing up on a particular Saturday morning for a walk.
In the era we live in, everyone has the opportunity to do what they'd like to do on their time, pretty much, and link to it with the online tools that are available.
And there's no greater example of this than last year's ice bucket challenge, when just about everyone on the planet seemed to throw cold water on their heads to raise money for ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. Hesekiel points to other popular events, like people shaving their heads for childhood cancer research or growing a mustache for men's health. None of this is lost on Sandra Hitchikata, senior vice president at the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, which saw a 12% drop last year in its walkathon receipts.
There's huge competition. So it's important for an organization like JDRF to make sure that people understand who we are, that they understand the important work that we do.
So the foundation is rebranding its events. They're now called One Walk to make clear they're raising money for type 1 diabetes. Hitchikata says the charity's also doing more to engage families affected by the disease as fundraisers and offering do-it-yourself options for those who prefer not to walk or bike.
We provide electronic support, websites, etc., and they can design what they want to.
Like some donors who are now cracking eggs on their heads in memory of a friend who had diabetes. This doesn't mean that walkathons are going away. Christy Madsen oversees such events for Make-A-Wish America.
What we see is a huge opportunity for growth.
Because like other charities, hers is trying to help local chapters get the most out of the walks they do hold, in part by turning participants into better fundraisers, with things like tips on how to tap family and friends for money, which Virginia Walker Mimi Totten admits is the biggest hurdle.
Oh my goodness, I would rather lick the kitchen floor than ask for money. And for months I agonized over it and I couldn't write the letter.
But finally she did, pushing the send button on her computer, and she was pleasantly surprised by the response. Now she's thinking about new ways to raise even more money next year. Pam Fessler, NPR News.